We begin the laws of Pidyon HaBen. Some clarifications regarding this mitzvah. The first question we discuss is, can the father appoint a shaliach in order to be poder his son? Just like we see in the whole Torah, there's a concept of shlichut. So can he come along and say to another fellow, take care of it? Whether it means that he's giving the 5 coins to the shaliach to take care of the mitzvah, or even if the shaliach takes care of it from his own money, but the point is he's doing it on behalf of the father, does that work? And is it credited then to the father that he did the mitzvah of pidyon for his son? There's an interesting Rama in Siman Shin He, in Seif Yod. He brings over there from a Rivash. That Rivash, it seems from the one that was asking the question to the Rivash, not the Rivash himself, but the one that asked the question, that Shlichut does not work. That for some reason, while in other mitzvot, you can designate a proxy, but not by pidyon. It's either the father does it, or when the child gets up, gets older, he does it himself. But you can't nominate a shaliach. Today in this daily halakha, we're not going into the reasons of why that should be so. I would refer you to look at the Aruch HaShulchan that has a logic to why that might be so. In any event, the majority of the poskim argue on this Rama. And they say, Pidyon HaBen is no different than any other mitzvah. And just like you can nominate a shaliach to do a mitzvah, you can do it to a Pidyon HaBen as well. Amongst those that argue on the Rama is the Shach, the Taz, including the Gaon de Vilna in his glosses to Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, halakha l'maaseh, we do not accept this opinion of the Rama from the Rivash, and therefore we hold that shlichut indeed works by pidyon haben. So, for whatever reason, if the father was unable to perform this ceremony, he's sick, for example, in the hospital, whatever it may be, he's infirm, so he can designate a shaliach to go take care of the pidyon for him. Midin shlichut. So now we have a second question. Let's say the father is not infirmed. He's in Hong Kong. He's overseas at the time of the pidyon of his son. So the question is, should he designate a shaliach back, let's say, in New York to do the pidyon? Or should he do it himself? And you say, what do you mean do it himself? The baby's not there. Well, who said the baby has to be there? The baby doesn't have to be at the pidyon. Pidyon means that you owe the Kohen 5 coins. What's the difference if the baby's there or not? The Kohen has to get paid the 5 coins. So the Hatam Sofer, in his She'elot U'Tshuvot, in Hatam Sofer Yuredi'a Siman Resh Sadi Dalet and Resh Sadi He, he comes along and he says that the father should do the Pidyon where he is. Let him go to a Kohen and give the Kohen 5 coins and let him make the Berachot. And the son back overseas is Padui. The Petchet Teshuvah brings this as well in our Siman Shinhe, Sivka Tanchat, and that's the way the poskim say. Bechor shenolad ve'aviv ve'ir acheret venu yachon lachzor ve'lefdot et beno biyom shiloshim ve'echad yivde et beno b'mkom shu nimsa afilu she'aben no nimsa liyado. And that's better than appointing a shaliach. Why do you have to point the shaliach? Do it yourself. And that's the way Hacham Avayah comes out in Yabi Omer as well, Chalek Dalid, on Dafshin Lamir Aleph, as well as Soba Semachot on page Resh Lamir Dalid.